Part B. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 5 English sentences. You will hear the sentences only once. After you have heard each sentence, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now let's begin Part B with sentence translation. Sentence number 1. Shanghai is a world-famous metropolitan city. Shanghai has been a window to the West. It is the city in which my country and yours issued the communique that began our modern friendship.
Sentence number 2. Today, about 20% of American children live with only one parent. One of the reasons for this is the increasing number of women who have children without being married.
Sentence number 3. For the first 10 months of this year, bilateral trade volume was $4.1 billion, which is a 25% increase over the same period last year.
Sentence number 4. Globalization obliges all nations, small or large, rich or poor, to take part in a continuous process of adjustment.
Sentence number 5. History is a river that may take us as it will, but we have the power to navigate, to choose direction and make our passage together. Passage translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two English passages. You will hear the passages only once. After you have heard each passage, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. You may take notes while you are listening. Now let's begin passage translation with the first passage.
Passage 1. A hotel is a temporary home for people who are traveling. In a hotel, the traveler can rest and have access to food and drink, either on the premises or nearby. The hotel may also offer facilities for recreation, such as a swimming pool, a golf course, or a beach. In many cases, the hotel also provides free space for the traveler's means of transportation, which nowadays is the automobile. All of these services are designed to accommodate the traveler, so the hotel business is often referred to as the accommodations industry.
Passage 2. Police said that about 500 homes were washed away by floods after a typhoon struck the west coast of the island yesterday, bringing driving rain and winds of up to 80 miles per hour. The typhoon flooded wide areas of the island and crippled communications and power supplies. All domestic flights were cancelled yesterday, and the international airport was closed for about 5 hours. It was reported that 2 passenger ferries had been sunk, but no details of casualties were given. It will be some time before we hear the final casualty figures. This is the end of Section 4, Listening Test.
上海市高级口译资格证书第二阶段考试 A 卷
Interpretation Section, Part A. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 2 passages in English. After you have heard each passage, interpret it into Chinese.Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin Part A with the first passage.
Passage 1. Since the early 1990s, information technologies have fundamentally changed and will continue to change the world in which we live, work, study, and communicate.Today, on the threshold of the 21st century, the global information revolution has become a reality. The accelerated development of information technologies is having an increasing impact on the global economic activity and social structures. More significantly, the nature of information technologies is undergoing a profound revolution. The multimedia information exchange has become digital, wireless, mobile, and interactive. Advanced electronic networks, particularly in the field of electronic commerce, are now allowing people to make the best use of business opportunities that are never imagined.
Passage 2. In a recent television interview, the Malaysian Prime Minister expressed his deep concern about economic situation in his country. Malaysia has undergone financial difficulties from the combined impact of the world financial crisis, decline in world oil prices, and its own prolonged recession. The direct reason for those difficulties was that investors lacked confidence in the Malaysian economy. Due to reform of the currency system, high inflation and major financial frauds, most people had little confidence in domestic commercial banks and even doubted the financial policies for the central bank and the government. The government and the rubber industrial companies are in severe dispute over settlement of the latter's tax bill. As a result, many foreign companies intended to stay away from further involvement in the country's development of economy. Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each passage, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal. And stop at the signal. You may take notes while you're listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin Part B with the first passage. Passage 1.
澳门实现平稳过渡，又一次标志着邓小平一国两制构想的巨大成功，对实现祖国完全统一将起到积极的推动作用。香港和澳门自回归以来保持了原有的社会经济制度不变，生活方式不变和法律基本不变。 我们高兴地看到一国两制高度自治的方针和港澳特别行政区基本法得到全面贯彻执行，中央政府全力支持这两个特别行政区政府的工作。我们相信进入21世纪的香港和澳门同祖国大陆一样会有更加美好的未来。
2. 预计我国政府今年将采取进一步措施扩大内需，以保持持续快速健康的经济发展。由于中央政府的政策使投资、消费和出口明显增加，今年的经济增长率目前定为 7% 或以上。为了解决消费需求不足的问题，我国将进一步做好对固定资产投资的准备。我国政府将集中资金投入基础设施、技术革新、环境保护、研究与开发、教育以及居民住房建设。同时，我国政府将进一步使用财政货币杠杆来支持经济发展，为私人投资提供更好的政策环境。
上海市高级口译资格证书第二阶段考试 B 卷
Interpretation Section Part A Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each passage, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage.
Passage 1. The 21st century is an age of electronic networks that will bind us all together. Whether we like it or not, we're bound tightly together in our social and economic life. We realize that advanced electronic networks enable us to overcome the barriers of time and distance and take advantage of business opportunities never before imagined. The world of networks has opened up an entirely new field of possibility and progress, and brought us into an unprecedented age of networked intelligence. This new age of networked intelligence promises that we are able to combine our knowledge and creativity for breakthroughs in social development and economic growth.
Passage 2. Peterson University Library has over 520,000 book volumes, 2,700 magazines and periodical subscriptions, and 23,000 multimedia materials. A wide range of services is available to support teaching and research. The books in the library are also accessible through computer search on the university internet. Computer search services are available to faculty and students of the university, which are supplemented by a number of CD-ROM databases running on a local area network. Book loans are made for 2-week periods to students on the renewable basis. Periodicals usually do not circulate outside the building of the library. and journals are usually available to faculty and doctoral students only. Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each passage, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you're listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin Part B with the first passage.Passage one.
我们这次来是抱着积极参与、扩大共识、增进互信、加强合作的目的，与你们一起探讨双方未来的发展目标和指导方针。中国历来十分重视发展与贵国的关系，全力支持贵国在国际事务中发挥积极作用。在这世纪之交之际，我们应该以长远的战略眼光审视和处理双方关系，建立面向21世纪的睦邻互信伙伴关系。这不仅有利于我们两国的根本利益，也有利于促进亚洲和世界和平与发展的崇高事业。
Passage two.
科教兴国战略是我国的一项基本国策。科技进步决定了经济发展，发展教育又是科技进步的基础。我们认为，全球范围内日趋激烈的经济竞争，归根结底是科技和人才的竞争。 科教工作的根本任务是提高全民族的思想道德水准、科学文化水平的创新能力。大力发展教育和科技事业，是我国现代化事业进一步发展的需要，同时也是适应世界科技革命和全球经济竞争新形势的需要。
This is the end of interpretation section.